As I said before, this is a little bit of a gear shift. We've just had a terrific morning being stimulated and encouraged from God's word. But now we get to be present at an event. This is kind of like an opening, a red carpet premiere kind of thing. Very exciting as we launch the publication of Claire Smith's thesis. I'd like to make a special welcome to a couple of people who've joined us, particularly for this moment. First of all, to Rob, Claire's husband, I think has been at the conference, but we need to welcome Rob along here. But especially I'd like to welcome Janice Hall and Anne Power. Moore College has an arrangement with two universities, University of Western Sydney and the University of Sydney, to supervise PhDs, and it's a co-supervision arrangement. And Claire had the inestimable joy of several supervisors, and we welcome Janice Hall and Anne Power, who are the supervisors from UWS. So if I could ask you to especially just welcome them now, that would be great. We also have some members of the library staff at Moore College who, when you see the size of Claire's thesis, you realise a lot of work was done in the library. No doubt lots of advice from people helping her to find documents and books and all the rest. And again, we'd like to welcome particularly the library staff. So again, I'll ask you to... I also have a number of apologies from people who couldn't be here, and I'll just list the names. Peter and Christine Jensen, Jim Ramsey, Helen and Philip Jensen, Jim Harris, Bruce and Jeffrey Parker, Trevor Carney, Chris Forbes, all expressed their regret at not being able to make it, but they do want to pass on their congratulations and good wishes to Claire. What's going to happen is fairly simple. Peter Bolt, the head of the New Testament department here, was the Moore College principal supervisor, and in a moment he will speak and do whatever one does when one officially launches something like this. And following that, Claire will reply, and then Dr. Karen Sawada from Anglican Deaconess Ministries will pray. So I'd invite Dr. Peter Bolt to come and speak.
So this is the book that's being launched. Now everyone's waiting to see what I do to launch it, but that's it. Well, over 550 pages here, so it's worth launching. It's a fairly heavy thing. I won't keep it up while I'm holding it. But how good it is to be able to launch Claire's book here at the P&A, the Priscilla and Aquila Centre's annual conference. Nothing could be more appropriate. Amongst its several related aims, the Priscilla and Aquila Centre seeks to encourage women to do biblical and theological research. It is wonderful, therefore, to honour Claire's achievements today as the very first woman ever in the history of humanity to gain a PhD awarded by UWS but co-supervised here at Moore College. And now this PhD has been published in this, what's known as the Wundt series, so well known to New Testament scholars. It's a wonderful achievement. Now, another aim of the Priscilla and Aquila Centre is to encourage and explore the ministry of women in partnership with men in our churches. And for those who know and love Claire, and there's a lot of them here, I know, we already know that she has been actively engaged in exploring and encouraging such co-partnerships in ministry over many, many years. In fact, during her PhD studies, she was so active in teaching at women's conferences, conventions and in local churches that at times her supervisors wondered if these opportunities were fitted around the PhD studies or whether the PhD studies were fitted around these extensive ministries she was having. But there was no need for us to fret at the time. It looks now, with the wisdom of hindsight, we can look back. Claire's PhD research that has now found its way into this volume 335 of the second series of the Wundt series was painstaking and thorough as she ploughed through all the detailed evidence, rose above it, and made a good argument and a well-considered conclusions that received the praise of her examiners. Her work explores the nature of some of the earliest Christian churches, those under the Apostle Paul's care, asking whether, and then arguing that, they were indeed scholastic communities. Now, By the end of the book, Claire explains that she prefers the term learning communities to scholastic communities. I hope that doesn't ruin your reading experience by me telling you the end of the story. Claire focuses upon 1 Corinthians and upon the pastoral epistles, that is 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus. And of course, this is another reason why it's so appropriate to launch this book here today at the P&A conference, for these letters continue to loom large in discussions of women serving alongside men in life, church and society. Claire argues that these letters show that the early Christian communities were learning communities, places in which men, women and children were together learning from each other in order to learn from God himself. Now, as I said, this book is based on painstaking and thorough research. Claire examines every possible word that is possibly related to teaching, seeking to understand the particular contribution of each word to the learning task, its meaning and its nuances in Paul's letters by comparison and contrast with its usage elsewhere. And I should add that during her research, Claire also explored many other words that are not included in this book, for perhaps the world itself, but certainly the Wundt series, one volume of it, is not big enough to contain all the research that she did. She is, and so far remains, as far as I know, the only person I know who has actually read through the standard New Testament dictionary, BDAG. Now, her rejoinder will be to say to me, well, I didn't really read it thoroughly, not word for word. And my surrejoinder is to say, whatever. We launched this book today to honour Claire and her work and to thank God for both her and her work. For all that she has done has always been in the service of her God and in gratitude for his grace poured out for us all in the Lord Jesus Christ. But of course, such a book is written not for the author, but for her readers. Claire has also served us and the Christian cause worldwide, now that it's published in this series, by the writing of this book. It may be only a handful of people here in the room who will read Claire's book through from cover to cover, especially now I've ruined the end for you, and digest it with all the slow care that it's required. That group, that small group, will indeed be better off for the experience. But for the rest of us, we too need to know that this book is now here. So even if we don't read it from cover to cover, at least we use it as we need to, especially those who are teaching God's word. For here is now an excellent resource dealing with the biblical texts that continue to receive lively discussion in relation to women in ministry. Now, Claire's book does more than this, but at this conference, I just wanted to highlight that for today. Claire engages and interacts with scholarship as she provides her own careful and exacting scholarship for others to now interact with. But more importantly, she never loses sight of the one object in view. Her painstaking, careful, and methodologically sound word studies, and there are hundreds of them in this book, are all done with the purpose of better understanding the text, the word, the sentences, the paragraphs, the argument of the Apostle Paul, because after all, if we listen to what Paul says himself, careful understanding of Paul's language and communication is, of course, the way to understand the word of God addressed to this world that is so marvellously conveyed to us through the Apostle's pen. Claire helps us to understand her text, our New Testament, better. And for that, we honour her today. But of course, the greatest honour we can bestow on her in the days to come would be to read her book, or parts of it, listen to it carefully, and benefit from what she's done. After all, this book argues that the Christian churches, the early Christian churches, were learning communities. I think it wasn't part of her brief, but if we pressed her, she'd probably say that's what our churches need to be today as well. And so it's a wonderful thing, fittingly, that we now have a resource to aid us in our learning communities as well. And so, Claire, we congratulate you. We thank you and we thank God for you and for your work. And can you please join me in congratulating her with applause as we launch this book.
Peter, I'll ask Claire to come and reply.
Thank you. You can see that they spend a lot of time on the cover. It's particularly attractive. You will all understand that this book has been many, many years in the making, and there have been many people who've contributed to it, and so you'll appreciate there are many people to thank, and I'm going to do that now. I'm so glad that some of them are here, because it's lovely to be able to thank them face to face and publicly before you all. First up, I want to thank my supervisors, and none more than Dr. Peter Bolt. As I wrote in the preface, his unflagging enthusiasm for the project over many years, his knowledge across a wide range of disciplines, and careful eye for detail were invaluable, and always accompanied by thoughtful Christian care and fellowship. It really was a rich fellowship to study God's word with Peter as my supervisor and guide, and a great blessing, so thank you, Peter. I also want to thank my adjunct supervisors, Dr. Bill Salia, who stood in when Peter was on leave twice, for two periods of leave, not on two occasions. Apart from Bill's usual grace and wisdom, it was very helpful to have a fresh set of eyes, which weren't as entangled as mine with the details. So thank you, Bill. And I had three supervisors from the School of Education at the University of Western Sydney, Dr. Janice Hall and Dr. Anne Power, both of whom are here today. Thank you particularly for coming. And Professor Trevor Kearney, who couldn't be here. If you peek inside the book, you'll see that it reads something like a Greek telephone book. And the thing is, it really was Greek to them. They're educationalists, not Greek scholars. But their contribution as educationalists really did add value and to the process and to the conclusions of my research. And I see their involvement as an unexpected blessing from God, and I hope that it was a blessing for you too. Great thanks go to Emeritus Professor Edwin Judge. It was Edwin who in 1960 wrote two articles about early Christian communities as scholastic communities, and it was those articles that sparked my interest in all of this. I'm sure you'll join me in giving thanks to God for such a faithful servant who has used his considerable intellectual gifts to further our understanding and our knowledge of the early decades of the Christian movement. Thanks too go to both Edwin and Dr. Jim Harrison, who couldn't be here today, for examining my thesis and making suggestions if it was ever to be published. I confess I didn't follow all their suggestions, and I may yet live to regret that. Thank you for that. I also want to thank the library staff, in particular Kim Robinson and Julie Alston, Jenny Andrews and Darren Russell. The library is such a great resource for the college and for the wider Christian community, and the staff are a vital part of that valuable resource. I'm thankful too for the generosity and vision of the late Mrs. Joy Parker. Through the Parker bequest, her son Bruce was unable to be here today, but sends his regards. It's a scholarship for women doing research based postgraduate degrees here at Moore College, and I was a recipient of that scholarship on three separate occasions. Although there's no one here from the publishers, poor show really, Moore Seebeck in Germany, I want to express my gratitude for their acceptance and production of the book. There were some particularly difficult things with the formatting, and Dominica, who was on the end of an email in Germany, was my constant companion. Thank you too to Jane and to the Priscilla and Aquila Centre for your initiative and for your hard work in organising this launch. That goes for all your little helpers too. Thank you too for all of you being here and sharing this with me, especially those who've just come for the launch. A personal word of thanks, of course, to my husband Rob, who at some points put up with a very distracted wife, but more importantly, who constantly encourages me to believe and engage with God's word, and teaches and learns with me as we study his word together. And that is really such a rich thing, I think, for a husband and wife to do. And I hope a blessing, if you're married, that you're able to do too. Finally, I want to say thank you to God for the amazing privilege and blessing of studying his word in such a focused way. I mean, what a blessing. You just pinch myself and think, I'm sitting here day after day studying God's word. He tells us that his word is living and active. And it's my prayer that in addition to producing a book that's very heavy with many pages, that my study of his word has and will produce fruit in me and in God's hand, fruit in his people, and that will bring great glory to our great God and Saviour. Thank you.
Okay, so no cake or champagne, not very good for books, but at this moment we consider that book launched and it's going to make its way in the world. And in a moment, Karen Sawada will come and lead us in prayer. Apparently there are copies downstairs for sale. There's only 10, so be quick. The price, I understand, is around $115, which is a snip for that particular volume and that series. So that's very good. And I'm sure if you buy one of those, Claire will be happy to sign it. While you're at it, I think there are other copies of Claire's other recent book, God's Good Design, downstairs, and you might want to get her to sign that as well if you wish. But can I invite Dr. Karen Sawada from the Anglican Deaconess Ministries to come and pray. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Bill, and can I add my words and congratulations to Claire on behalf of the Chair of ADM, Gillian Davidson, who's here, and other directors. We're absolutely delighted in this work and to see this book published. For those of us who've been involved in the preparation of a PhD and its subsequent publication, it is such a long journey, and to bring it to fruition in this way is just a great achievement, and we're just so proud of you, Claire. So congratulations, and we hope that that this will be the first of many such research works. Well, we certainly look forward to seeing these other reflections that you had on Greek texts and so forth come out in the form of scholarly articles, but we really do hope and pray that this is the beginning of a great tradition of female scholarship here at Moore College, and ADM is delighted to continue partnering with the college in the training, equipping and education of women, and particularly through the degree-based training of women here and through the P&O Centre. So with those words, let me just pray. Our loving God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for our sister Claire Smith and for the rich gifts with which you have blessed her. We give you praise and thanks for her contribution to the life of the church in Sydney through her teaching and her other public ministries, for her example to us as a wife and mother, and her academic contribution in the area of the early church. In particular, we give thanks for the fruitful results of her scholarship in the form of this book, which we're launching today. Lord, we know the production of these works is never easy, and we thank you for sustaining her through the period of the book's research and production. In particular, we thank you for the many people who assisted Claire's work along the way, her supervisors, the library staff, her family, and so many others that helped her bring this work to fruition. Heavenly Father, we pray for this work as it goes out into the college community and into the wider Christian world. We pray that it would stimulate discussion and debate and bring glory to you through its faithful research and careful scholarship. We pray for Claire's continued ministry here at the college, in her family and the wider church community. Give her wisdom as she continues to teach in all truth and understanding, that she may continue to be a great blessing to many in Sydney, around the world, and increasingly at an international level. And finally, we pray for the continued training and equipping of women here at the college. Lord, we pray that you may raise up other women in the area of evangelical academic discourse, that others may follow in Claire's pioneering footsteps, according to the gifts with which you have blessed them. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.